Ticketmaster. As you know, Stobart Air has ceased trading as of the weekend, and Stobart Air was the operator of the public service obligation for Dublin Kerry and Dublin Donegal for Aer Lingus. Aer Lingus has stepped in to make sure that the international routes are filled, and we now hear that an Estonian airline has taken the Kerry route but has left Donegal behind. I think it has to be asked how the department was not aware of a potential problem in the first place. But also, Minister, many people are now left without a service, and I know many were using Donegal Airport for connecting flights to work in England, for example. But perhaps the most difficult of all are the cancer patients who depend on these flights for their treatment in Dublin. The local cancer care committee had eight patients booked for flights this week. They are now personally going to travel with patients to make sure that they get their treatment and they're not left alone. If only our government had that kind of commitment for our citizens, we would have not been in this situation in the first place. But I think it's vital that you actually address the situation now and get a new operator into the Donegal Airport.
I spoke to Minister Ryan on Saturday as the news emerged of Stobart Air's liquidation, and I pleaded with him to drop the idea of going for the tender process and to embark on the emergency procurement process. And I'm glad to say that this morning that has been announced, and that could mean that we could have these services up within what the department estimates is a number of weeks, about early next month. However, I want to impress on you here, and I do welcome the fact that our concerns, and we put those in writings, have been taken on board and that approach has been adopted. But I do want to implore you the importance of every single day that matters. As Deputy Pringle says, the importance of this service is huge, particularly for cancer patients. I've spoken to Mary Coyle and Anthony Poitic-Dore, who operate that community service. And for every cancer patient who leaves West Donegal who can't take that flight, they face a 9-hour round-trip journey. Some of them simply can't do it by car. They're not doing it. Appointments are being cancelled as we speak.
Thank
so
you.
It's really important that the department fast-track this. I think the middle of July is too late. I want to see this back up and running within a number of weeks, and I would implore in the department to do that.